Okay, so first of all, this shir is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Hillel David ben Harav Nesan Yosef, brother of Mr. Avram Lieberman, and Avram basically started the shir here with us. You know, it's his part of his initiative. So I wanted to dedicate these two shiurim to Leila Nishmas, his brother. Second of all, what we're going to learn now is the sugya. Why are we learning this now? And part of why we're learning this now is the answer to a lot of questions throughout the sugya also. You'll believe it or not. When we were learning, the way we got to this sugya is because we were learning some in Kuf Yud Zayin in Yoredea. Kuf Yud Zayin in Yoredea talks about doing business with Isurei Hana. Buying and selling, not Isurei Hana, Isurei Michael. Buying and selling the veils and treifas, not kosher food. So we said once we're in that area of Yoredea, let's learn some more simonim. So we started learning Kuf Tes Zayin, which is the Isurim of Sakana. All sorts of things, which the only reason they're also is because of Sakana. Which is eating fish and meat together, not drinking drinks which were left open overnight, cut onions, all these things Mishum Sakana. Okay? Now, there is a halacha brought down there, and this is what we're going to talk about today. There's a loisase in the Torah of Bal Tashchis. Now everyone knows Bal Tashchis, your kids are about to throw out their chicken and you want to get convince them to eat more. Oh, it's Bal Tashchis. Eat it, you know? So that's usually work. Yeah, and it may not be, yeah. So Bal Tashchis, you're not allowed to waste. You're not allowed to be wasteful. Okay? Now what's the source for that is? So the source for that is actually is a pasuk in the Chumash that says you're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. That's the only place that says don't destroy anything. This is the source for that halacha. And we learn out from there, it's not just about trees, it's anything useful to people you can't waste. But the ikar yisoid of the isser is brought down, it's one of the loisaseis in the Torah, and you get malchus for it. You cut down a fruit-bearing tree, you get malchus, it's one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Now surprisingly enough, over Bein HaZmanim, someone asked me, where is this halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch? Where is it brought down? This should be clear halachas about this. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned in the Torah. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Shapella. As a matter of fact, Bitzal Ranchberg, who is a Talmud of the Noda B'Yehuda, he writes on the Hasaga, on the Gemara. We have his notes on the Gemara. His big kash on the Gemara is, why isn't this Gemara mentioned anywhere in the whole Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch should be everything we need to know. But Yiddishkeit, it's not mentioned there. Where is it mentioned? It's mentioned in the Taz. And we'll see later, the Taz in Yoredea brings it down, and he brings it. And the question that we have to figure out is, why is it mentioned by the Taz in the halachas of Sakana? What's up to Sakana? It's a loisa say in the Chumash. Okay? So keep that halach question in mind, because it's going to make a big nafka minas la halacha. And as we keep that question in mind, now we could, with those two introductions, let's proceed into the sugya a little bit, so we'll understand the sugya. So the sugya starts, the whole thing, is there's extensive writing about it in the Chuvis and the Halachas form, but the Gemara is one piece of Gemara in Baba Kama Tzadi Alpha Mid Beis. It says like this: Amar Rav, Dikla, a fruit tree, a date tree, the Toin Kava, that it has a kav of fruit. And by the way, we can connect this to last month. How much is a kav? A kav is four. What? Yeah, but anyway, whatever a kav is, it has to give a kav of fruit every year in order to be considered a valuable tree. Also, let me give one more introduction. The other introduction is we're going to learn the fundamental principles of the Isser this week. But there's a lot of practical questions about, for example, you had a trim tree. What about if the tree, if the fruit is very weak? What about if it's very old? What about if it's very new? What about if you're only going to do this or that or the other? There's a whole lot of halacha l'maisa which we're going to cover next week.
If it's not
bearing fruit now, it took a break. So this, all those questions, we're going to touch on next week. Now we're just going to talk about the fundamental principles of this. So if you came this week, you're basically committed to coming for 2 weeks. Amar Rav Dikla. Amar Rav Dikla, the Tain Kaba, Asul Mekatzitze. You're not allowed to cut down a tree, a date tree that gives a kava fruit a year. Meisvei, so then when I ask the question, Kamiye Bezayis. How big does an olive tree have to be? Veloi Katzitze. And you should be usher in cutting it down. Roiva. Only a quarter of a kav. So it sounds like, is the shear a kav or a fourth of a kav? So shiny zeisim de chashivi. No. Olives are chashuv, so a fourth of a kav is enough. If the tree is giving a fourth of a kav of fruit a year, that's considered a chashuv tree. But by dates, it needs more, it needs a full kav. Okay.
How do you know that someone referring to just a year? Is it not just ever?
It's a measurement.
Yeah. How much is a kav?
Yeah.
I think a kav is I think we said that there are
Siri, what's a kav?
Check Google.
No, I don't remember. I don't know how much it is, but I don't think it's very significant. It's not a lot. So now the Gemara continues with the story. Let's follow. Amar Rav Chanina. Loishachiv Shivchas Bri, my son Shivchas didn't die. Ella, but for the fact that he cut a fig tree too early. So Rav Chanina's meir on his son that the only reason he died is because he cut a fig tree too early. Now, let's think about this thing for a second. That means he obviously did not do a lot of averis, right? Because if he did a lot of averis, then he's not a tzaddik. You don't have to point out the one thing he did wrong. Okay? See, obviously he was a tzaddik.
So if he was 41 fluid ounces, right?
That's nothing. 41 fluid ounces. So you're talking about two soda, you know, less than a bottle of Coke. Less than a 2-liter bottle of Coke, you know what I'm saying? So how many olives is that?
Well, apples is about six fruits.
Okay, but I'm saying, but dates? Okay, so it's a couple dates. It's a handful of dates. Fine. So now, the Yavetz points out, one second, if he was a tzaddik, and that's why he didn't do anything wrong, then why did he do this wrong?
He didn't know this halacha?
He never came late to davening. He never said Kriya Shema out of this man tefillah. He never spoke during Chazar Sashatz. He was great.
Because he didn't know those.
But this he didn't know?
He didn't know those.
Okay, so,
not
what?
Not many people know this halacha.
So, I don't understand. So this is the Yavetz's question. Yaakov Emden asks his question, and we'll see what he does with it. Amar Ravina, and Ravina gives one other heter. He gives a heter that if Rei Rashi learns, it's more, the wood of the tree is more valuable than the fruit, then you're allowed to cut it down. Okay, we'll have to explain why. So that's one heter. Let's skip to the next page in the Gemara. So far we see three things. First of all, it depends how much fruit it's giving. Number two is if the wood is more valuable than the fruit, the Gemara says it's mutar. Another one we see for some mysterious reason, the shivcha died. The son died. Let's go to the next page, Sadi Bezam and Aleph. The Gemara says like this. Shmuel, the top line, the last word on the first line, Shmuel. Yeah, you see it? The top word. Shmuel Aisile Arise Tamri. The worker of Shmuel brought for his person dates. Shmuel's worker presented him dates. Achil, Shmuel ate them. Toimbu taima de chamra. He tasted that they had a winey or a grape type flavor in the dates. So Amalei, my high, why? Amalei beini gufni kaim, because this tree is planted in a vineyard. So therefore it's getting some of the nutrients from the
flavor.
Now, Shmuel was smart. And Shmuel said, one second, if that means that if the vineyard is giving off nutrients to the date tree and to the dates, and that's why the dates are tasting that way, that means that the grapes are suffering because they're giving off some of the nutrients to the dates, right? So the grapes are suffering. So Amar Makhashi B'chamra, it must be that the grapes are not doing well. They're weakening the grapes. So if that's a kule hai, that much, that they're weakening the grapes to the point that you could taste the grapes in the dates, lamacha aisli mikurayu, tomorrow, bring me, I want to see the roots of the date tree tomorrow in my office. In other words, what he's telling them is, cut down the tree. Cut down the tree because it's interfering with the growth of the grapes. And obviously grapes are more valuable than dates. And therefore, this is another heta you see in the Gemara, that you got to cut down the tree to help the grapes grow better.
They're more valuable,
than the tree.
In terms of monetary value, mm-hmm. or more valuable in terms of halachic
monetary status? Monetary value. Monetary value. Okay. Now we see a second heter here. We see that if the wood is more valuable than the fruit, or if you're cutting it down to save a different plant. Well,
which is more valuable?
Should I put a little grape
genetic avocado? No, because you're gonna have to keep the grapes. Wow.
Yeah, but if you put the grapevine in a way that's not in your way.
Okay.
It's not an issue of climb.
Now, climb. I don't know. or at all. But anyway, it's like, you know, it's beyond the scope of the shir. Not that I have a shir to say on that either.
I would say that's the reason why he would take it out.
Okay. Now, let's continue. So the Rosh brings the whole Gemara. And the Rosh is one of the big sources over here. The Rosh brings the whole Gemara. Okay? Where there's an arrow there in that paragraph. The whole Rosh is quote verbatim the Gemara. The last line of the Rosh, okay, in that paragraph. Okay, the last wide line of the paragraph, right in the middle of the line, v'chein. V'chein, right? See where it's arrowed? And the v'chein, im hayatzarech l'mekoymoy nira demutter. The Rosh adds one very important halacha, that if you need the space of the tree, it's also mutter. The Rosh is extrapolating. He says, what's the point of these heterim? You see, the Gemara says, if the wood is more valuable, or if it's... So you see that if it's more valuable for you to cut it down than to have it, then you're allowed to cut it down. So therefore, Huadin, the Rosh says, if you need the space to put something else, then it's also mutter. Now, the Rosh is a big chiddush, because the other two cases in the Gemara, there's more value in the tree itself. In other words, the tree's value is in its wood, and not in the, so you're not...
No, with the grape, it's not.
It's helping another tree grow.
So it's still the
it's helping another
tree.
Right, it's helping another... So he's just saying...
Property.
I'm saying, according to the Rosh, out of Moshe, let's say someone will give me $1 million to cut down the tree. I'll bet you $1 million. So for me, it's more valuable to cut down the tree. I mean, it's a big chiddush, the Rosh, that the Rosh is saying that even an outside factor that has nothing to do, my rotzon, I have das, that I want to build something there, that's enough to say that there's more value in cutting the tree than keeping the tree, and
that's
you're allowed to cut it. No, the Geffen is it's helping a different somebody else grow.
The tree itself has no value.
Okay, but let's say you would say this. Let's say I would want to cut it down to pudding fanim. Is that mutter? I don't want a date tree. I would rather have a mango tree. Am I allowed to cut down the date tree and put a mango tree there? I don't know. I mean,
if there's
a mango tree there and it's more valuable, and then it's
staring,
then I don't know if I'm allowed to cut it down to put it, but the Rosh is saying you are.
The Geffen clearly is different than the case of Mulba Dhamma where you cut
correct,
it down
for a
carrot.
Correct.
So if it's your house.
What?
Where's my
Okay. Okay, so now where does this come from? Why would you say, if the Issur in the Torah is, there's an Issur in the Torah to eat chazer. You don't start making chazwenes. Oh, it's better for me. It's not better for me. You're not allowed. So why all of a sudden here, if the Isser is to cut down the tree, why all of a sudden there's all these cheshboinus, you're allowed to for this case, for that case, I mean, why are we being so, accommodating over here? So Zok the Rambam, you see the Rambam. The Rambam gives a great definition over here. The Rambam starts halacha ches, when he brings the Rambam. Ein koitetz in yulani meichel, you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Shechutz the medini, even if it's not where people live, he's talking about the context of the pasuk. The context of the pasuk is in wartime. So he's explaining why in wartime one would do this. Okay, etc., etc. Shenemar loisashka says, Eitzah, do not destroy the wood. V'chol ha-koitzah, it's loiken, you get malchus for this. V'leim b'matzah b'vav. But this is not only talking about in wartime. El b'chol malchus. Anywhere you are. Kol ha-koitzah, it's ilan, maichel, derech ha-shchasa. Anyone that cuts down a tree, derech ha-shchasa, in a destructive manner. Like you get malchus. Aval, however, koitzitz in oisam, in hayamazik ilana sachem, you're allowed to cut it down if it's damaging something else in the paradis, in the orchard. Or even if it's damaging someone else's property. Or if it's more expensive, the way they explain what here, the Rambam had a different taich in it. Dom of yikar means it's too expensive to maintain the tree.
Cost you more
versus the fruit that it's producing. So it's a different touch. So the maintenance of the tree is more expensive. It's a little different than
the
wood being more valuable. Yeah, it's a different touch. The maintenance is more expensive than the fruit. Ostra Torah ela derech hashchasa. The Torah's prohibition is only derech hashchasa in a destructive way. Baal tashchas, don't destroy. If I'm being constructive, I'm not being destructive, so I'm making something else better. So that's not called an act of Baal Tashchis.
Move it then?
Which is why you can move it.
So we'll see, transporting, right, exactly. So, but this is the way the Rambam defines the Gemara. And everyone seems to basically go with the Rambam. That it's mutter. It's mutter because you're not being destructive. Okay? Now, so, this Rambam, we'll just get to the halacha and we'll see why. So far it seems pretty obvious that as long as you have a reason why you're doing it, a good reason, right, with the Gemara, and the Rosh adds on, even Tzarech Mekoymoy, I need the space to do something, build a house, whatever, it should be mutter. This Rosh is brought l'halacha, and the only place it's brought is in the Taz. Okay? The Taz says like this, what?
Stop here.
So the Taz says, like this. Oid achas matzinu. Okay, I brought the Taz, and it's where there's an underlined paragraph. Yes. So all stuck in the middle over here. The context is you're not allowed to drink things which are left overnight, and you're not allowed to eat onions which are cut open. And you're talking about things which are l'sakana. All of a sudden, in the inyanim of sakana, things which are dangerous, says the Taz. Oid achas matzinu. I found another thing, she'osru chazal. The chazal prohibited, mipnei ha-sakana, because it's dangerous. It's not. Shaloi lokutz ilan ha-isa peres. So you should not cut down a fruit bearing tree. The isa perka choyvel, taf tzadi alf, because the Goran Baba Kama says, and he brings the whole Gemara, etc., etc. You don't have to read it inside, because it's pretty much the whole thing. Now you go down halfway, where the first word on the line is ad kan ayin kuf lamed, an abbreviation. Ad kan l'shayna is when he quotes the Gemara. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. The seventh line.
There's a Zion there.
Yeah, from the bottom of the thin lines. Okay? Umizeh. Umizeh hitarti. Based on the rush and based on everything we learned, hitarti, I permitted. Le'echachayu le'karka imilana. Someone had a big property with trees. Lokutayilana, to cut down the trees. Avabishesh ben Paris, even though they were giving fruit, because they lived in his base deer all that to build a house on it.
Mm. House comes first.
That's what the Taz says.
So it's even more of a heter now.
It's Tarak Mokayma, it's like the Rosh.
Right.
Vitmahati, however, I don't understand. Shabbatur, Lohevi Din Zebeshumakim, no one brings this Gemara. So this is the Taz. Okay? Now, there's a big. Okay, so Taz brings it down. Now, there's a big question here in the Taz. And really, it's on Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says, oh, there's something else that should have been brought down in the context of this simon. The simon talks about leaving food under your bed. Also, you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. It's also a sakana, it's not a good thing. Sakana. So let's just say in the Torah, the Rambam says you get malchus for this. Why is the only place that the Taz thought to bring this in Hilchos Sakana, as if like the Sakana is the main issue? Well, it's a loisa say in the Chumash. I mean, it's a very strange context for the Taz to bring it down, right? And the way the Taz says it, Asu Chazal Nipnei Sakana, Chazal Asur because of Sakana, it's in the Torah. Chazal sounds like it's a Durabanan. It's not a Durabanan. So what's the Taz talking about? There's a big problem. Now, but he does bring up the point that the Gemara, how do you know it's Asur Mishum Sakana? Because the Gemara said that the guy's son died because of it.
Yeah.
Right? So that means the Rav Hanina's son died. So therefore, the question is that a significant factor over here? Or do you just go with the fact that, okay, fine, but the Maisa, the Taz says it's Mutzal Tzarech Mokayma. Now is where, like you said, everyone wants to leave now, but now is where as of now, it would seem pretty simple that most cases that people ask a Shaila that they want to cut down the tree because they have a house, they want to do something, they want to build a pool there, they want to expand their house, they want to, it's blocking the shade, it's blocking sunlight into their house, all sorts of things.
It's the sukkah,
mutter. Where would you dream up to say that it's usur? Where does that come from? So all this starts pretty much from the Shailas Yaivitz. The Shailas Yaivitz is the Rav Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden had a Shaila, and it's a four-page tshuva, which we're not going to go through inside, but there are a couple paragraphs we have. So as long as you have the pages in front of you, I may tell you, which page to look in the Shaila Tzayivitz. But the Shaila of the Shaila Tzayivitz was that there was a kihila that had a shul, and they needed to expand. And the only place to expand to was in the property that they had, which was rented out from a goy, by the way. The property they had to the east, which was where they were the only place that they could expand to, there was a fruit tree there. And the question is, could they cut down the fir tree to expand the shul? That was the question. So he goes through the rush, and he goes, Tzarech Mekaymai, you need the spot, and it's mutter, and anyway, it belongs to the guy. He goes through the whole thing, it's Tzarech Mitzvah. Okay. Then he says like this. Then he says, however.
Right, the property belongs to the guy, so it's really never his tree.
Right, but since that is right, correct. So he throws that in also. They're leasing it, so maybe it would be a problem, but.
Right.
There's no ownership. He doesn't really have to do anything.
Right, but they're the ones that have to hire the person because it's like they're a cry on the land, on the maintenance.
The shul?
What?
Yeah, they own the shul, but
they're renting the shul.
They're renting the shul.
But no, but they would be the ones hiring the worker. Or they would be the ones cutting it themselves. It's their project. They would expand. He lets them, but you guys want to do it. We'll do whatever you want. But they would have to cut down the tree. So he says like this. Says the Shailas Yaivitz. Hold on a second. I have a question.
Which page on the Yaivitz?
The next page, the second page, page Tezvav.
Tezvav, that's right.
So he has two questions. It's the first question he has is, like we just mentioned before, why did the Taz, when the Taz brings down this halach and Shulchan Aruch, say it's a sakana? He should have said it's also from the Torah to do it. That's number one. Second of all, he says like this, Ibra. Ibra is the second, it's on the second column of Pesh Tesvav. Paragraph starts Ibra. Ibra, the ikal of Medak Bachmel. So you have to be think about, be ma'ayin into something. The Omer of Chanina, Lo Shachiv Shichvas Biri, my son didn't die, but for the fact, Ella, the cuts to Inasabul Zimna, that he cut down the tree. Hechi Mayri, what are we talking about? The Havada is Shichvas Tamachacham Haya. Obviously, he was a Tamachacham, but Chasra Shalom Loimar Sha'avar Alav de Raisa. He just cut down a tree, he didn't know about it. Anyway, it's mashma like that. I mean, the karma like shachiv ela mishum the cuts. Sounds like the only thing he did wrong in his entire life was cut down this tree. Muchach, it's clear. The vade chasid gadol haya. He was a big tzaddik. Shle nimtza by shum oven. He had no averus. Ki bechatoy meis bishul davar kal. Only this aver, which is not the worst thing. Mipnei shakadosh baruch hu medaktik im tzaddikim kachot asayra. Hakadosh baruch hu is very careful with tzaddikim. Vakorcha loymer shle over alav mamash. He obviously didn't do anything wrong specifically. So then, what did he do? Vinirali. Says the Yavitz of Pshat in the Gemara. He was making money on this. It was better for him to cut it. He had a reason. Of course he had a reason. Either because he wanted to do wood and the wood was more valuable. He was doing that case. It's mutter to do it. Okay, I don't know exactly. You're allowed to do such a thing. I feel I'm just gonna keep reading so we don't lose the flow. I feel like yes, manai shloihuska manai lanos akutz, and you're allowed to cut it down. El b'shvias dafka only on shmita. There's limitations. Mashenkin b'shar hashanim b'rav cholachod ta'imis. As long as I'm making money, you're allowed to do it. Ach mikol makom, but ain't a mishnas chasidim. It's not the proper thing to do. Ava b'shakach mutter minadin. Even though it's mutter according to the strict letter of the law, it's not proper. Roy lahachmer alatzmoi gam b'shar shnei shavua. A person should really be careful the rest of the time. Unless you have to do it, just like on Shemitah, you're allowed to cut down the tree just for the purpose of helping the tree, pruning the tree for the health of the tree. Yeah. But for yourself, you're not allowed to. But you know that it's valuable for you. And that must be the story of Shichvas. Shichvas did like the Taz, essentially. Shichvas did what the Taz said. Shichvas did like the Rosh. He did Sarach Mekoymai. He needed a spot, and he did it, but he died anyway. Because he died too early. No, I mean, too early means it's not the zman for the tree. That sometimes the tree comes to a point, you have to prune it or cut it, it's not the health of the tree. Right. So it was before the health of the tree, and he cut it. So too, before it came his time, HaKadosh Baruch took him away. Even though it would really be mutter. Okay? Inami, in the next paragraph. Inami, lekulam anami kasakanti. You know what? Maybe there's a sakana for everyone, not just a tzaddik. Maybe everyone is a problem. Avagav de shari medina. Even though halachically it's mutter, kehai gavna, the lesbe mishum isra hashchasa, you're not destroying anything. Udakama ravina. And this that Ravina says that if it's more valuable to cut, it's allowed. Mishum isra ka'amar. It's only the strict iser. But there's still a sakana issue.
If there's sakana, why would they ever teach it that way then?
What? Okay, so this is so the Yavitz pretty much says, that
you misled us.
The Gemara is telling you the strict letter of the law, but there's still a sakana issue, and that's why the Taz brings this in Hilchos Sakana, because besides for the halacha, you got to know the sakana behind this.
Yes.
Now the Taz obviously didn't hold like the Yavitz, because the Taz in the halacha of sakana said Tzarech Mokayim is mutter, despite that it's a sakana. So the Taz doesn't go like this. The Shevet Levi also has a very nice diak, not like the Yavitz in the Gemara. He says the order of the Gemara is not kishmak according to the Yavitz. What was the order? We brought down that if it doesn't give a lot of fruit, one halacha, you can cut it. Then we brought down the story that Shichvas, the son, died. And then we brought down the halacha, mu'ula b'damim. If it's more valuable, you can cut it. Really, the order should have been the opposite. Yeah. You should have brought down the halacha, mu'ula b'damim is mutter, and then say that the son died.
Right.
And say, despite the fact that this is the halacha, still you should know there was a story that someone died. But if you bring down the story that someone died, and then after that you're bringing down the halacha that if it's more valuable, it's mutter, it sounds like it's mutter, and you won't die.
Maybe die for the first.
That's the order of the Gemara. So the Shevet HaLevi is not so excited about the Mishnas Yavitz. The Sheilas Yavitz, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because he tines that the order of the Gemara is not mashma like him. And also, like you're saying, the stimus of the Paiskim, why would the Rush go kill people? Essentially, well, the Rush is saying a heter, and the Yavitz saying, you follow that, you may die. I mean,
yeah.
Okay?
Rabbi,
but Lamaisa, this.
I know two Hashuvim Rabbeim in this neighborhood
who had a good reason to cut down their trees because they were expanding, and they made an effort to move them, and they died, and both of them lost, their wives lost babies late in pregnancy. First hand, I know them first hand.
All right. There's definitely... I got it. I understand.
There's also a lot of people in the community whose wives lost their babies and they didn't move fruit trees.
They had no fruit trees. Yeah.
No, no, there is such a thing. I mean, there's definitely... Now, therefore he says, like this, therefore he says, he also brings a great Gemara. Now, we'll see, there's machlekes about this, how to read the Gemara. But, now, basically, then he says, Lamaisa, I'm going to be moderate for a shul. Okay, I'm going to be moderate for the shul because it belonged to the guy, and just get a guy to do it, and basically just tell the guy, tell the owner that you want him to hire a guy to do it, and then mamash has nothing to do with you. Okay. And it's for a mitzvah, but for a sama person, he says he's not super, he wouldn't be makel for sama person to do it. To expand their house, he wouldn't be makel for sama person to do it. And he says, for sure, the only time it's mutter is if you need it. It has to be either it's adding value to the house, or he said basically you need it. You need it. It can't just be l'rav. It's more geschmack. More geschmack is not the pushing. Okay, a pool exactly. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Now at the end of the day, by the way, he says, there, this is the source of the halacha, all the way to the next page, unrelated to this, but the last page of the Tshuvas Yaivitz, Yom Yaakovim, the next page Yud Zayin on the top. The next page, in the top left paragraph, where it says Oy. Yeah, so he says Oy Tzarchani L'Maydoy. I want to publicize Shemachish Oykrim Hagevin Mimakayim Adain Hichaya. If you could uproot it and it's still alive, Yichoyin L'Nata Bokamacher, and you could plant it in a different spot. Ain Kan Beis Meichosh La'Olam. That's for sure mutter. The Pshita Ain Zuk Titzah. That's not called cutting it down. V'Lenestra Klal Shem Oyfen Sharei Kinetu Mimakayim. He says that's not doing anything to the tree, and he brings a proof to it because you know the halacha is that if you replant a tree, then you have to start over Arla again for 3 years. Now that it's a fruit, yeah, because you replanted it, it's like a new tree. But if you replanted it with all of its dirt and put it somewhere else, you don't have to restart Arla because it's like it never moved. It's like it was in the ground the whole time.
Take a tree from a nursery though that's 3 years old. You have to start three more years.
Probably. If it didn't have enough, dirt to live like that, it needed to be replanted to produce fruit. Then pashas would have to start over again. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but he says, Lamaisa, in this case, you don't, so it's a proof that you never really uprooted it. You never do anything. Because for Arla, it's not considered a new tree. So that's mutter. If you replant it, it's mutter. This is that. Now, by the way, the Chassam Sofer says that this is a kula of the Yavetz. The Yavetz makes a kula over here, a leniency. You're allowed to replant the tree. So the Chassam Sofer says this kula, this leniency of the Yavetz, is really comes out to be a very big chumrah. Because now, what are you going to tell me? That the Rosh gave you this halacha. Let's say you want to follow the Rosh. We'll see in a minute. You want to follow the Rosh, it's Tzarech Mekayma is Mutter. Okay? Fine. I need the spot. But what do you need to do? I need the spot, and the only way I can get the spot is by cutting down the tree. It's not true. According to the Ivy, you could replant it. So now you have no heter anymore to cut it.
Depends on size
trees. Exactly,
you
fine.
Have space to
correct, it has to be possible to do it. Yeah. But now the kula of the ivets turned into a chumrah, because if you wouldn't have the kula of the ivets, and you would say replanting is equivalent to chopping it down, so then you wouldn't be allowed to replant. Fine, but you wouldn't have to replant either if you could, because it's equivalent to cutting it. But now that there's replant is considered, is not considered cutting it down, so the rush is hetter only when I need the spot. And my only eitza to get the spot is by cutting the tree. But now I have an eitza to get the spot without cutting the tree, because I could replant it. So the Chassam Sofer says is that this kula of the ivets turns into a chumrah. And any time that you could replant it, you're mechuyev to replant it.
What does that mean, you could replant it? You could replant almost anything if you get enough sweat out of the sack. You could spend $100,000 for
I don't know. Ask the expert. I don't know.
You take one thing up.
Do you have it? Do you have it?
He's right, though.
And what?
The question is, do you have to?
It doesn't always take, though,
you have to.
It always takes.
Well.
The question is at what expense?
At what expense? Right.
If it costs you more to transplant, then you're not going to have to do it.
If it's going to cost you, once you put the transplanting expense into it, it's going to end up not being worth it. Then probably you don't have to.
Then you can cut it.
Is it only on a monetary matter? Because we said that grapes were chashuv.
Yeah, we're talking about monetary right now, okay? Now, by the way, one of the proofs of
By the way, grape trees are not that big.
Right. Are they vines?
Olive trees are not that big.
No.
Olive trees are pretty short.
Right. Grapes are vines or trees?
Grapes are vines.
Grapes are vines.
They're not a tree.
Is it? But it's a tree. It's considered
still
a tree for this purpose.
A tree as a fruit.
Right. Because it's got fruit.
Now.
Avocados and mangoes over here.
What?
Avocados and mangoes.
Yeah. Now. I want the proof of. The proof of the okay, we're not gonna get to the proof because time is running out. But if we have time, we'll get to the proof of the Ivets from the Gemara Bava Basra. The proof of the, it's interesting. The Gemara Bava Basra says that one neighbor tied on another neighbor. There's certain halachas in shechenim, neighbors. You're not allowed to have a tree which is damaging another person's property. So this person had a tree, and one time he had a tree, and the other person had grapes. Now the tree was attracting birds, and the birds would go from the tree to the grapes, and it was being mazik the grapes. So he said, "You got to cut down your tree." And it seems like the owner of the tree agreed. But he agrees, it's no problem. But if you want to cut it, you cut it down. I'm not cutting it down because of Rav Chanina's son died because of that.
Yeah,
so I'm not doing it. So the Yavit says, "I don't understand. Well, what's he quoting that Gemara? Just say, I don't want to do it because it's innocent in the Torah. Why is he quoting that story?" Yeah. So the Yavit says, you see from there, that he held it was mutter.
Because he knew it from first hand, that's why.
Okay, so he's saying it's mutter to do it, obviously, because the halacha says you have to do it. I'm a neighbor, I can't be mazik you. Right? So it's mutter. But if you want to do it, you do it. So now some of them are first saying, it can't be pshat. What type of chassidus is that? You lose your kfana. It's not my problem. That's a firm kite. I mean, on Yenis Cheshvin, you're trying to be firm. How could that be pshat on the Gemara? That's the Ivet says pshat on the Gemara. That he says, I'm asking, it's mutter maker din, but there's a sakana, I'm not doing it. You want to do it? I'm vater my money on the tree. You could cut it, but I'm not going to do it. So that's the Ivet's proof. Even sometimes where it's mutter la halacha, there's still a sakana. But what's interesting is that I brought down the Rabbeinu Yoina. That was the Gemara about Basra. But the next page is the Rabbeinu Yoina. And the Rabbeinu Yoina is the Pshat in the Gemara. And he says, what was going on here? Why didn't he want to just cut it down himself? And he says, because he wasn't convinced that it was really his fault. That the birds were coming because of the tree, this whole far-fetched story.
Right.
That the birds were attracted to the tree and eating his... You hold that way. I'll be mevater my tree. I'll let you cut it down. But I'm not convinced, and therefore I don't want to risk cutting down my tree because of that.
So
you seem to be convinced,
so you cut it down. So you shouldn't have let it cut it down. It's his property then. There's no issue.
Saying,
there's no,
as far as the money's concerned, I'm asking. But I'm not convinced.
You can move it down instead of the field.
Okay, I'm not convinced that it's true, and therefore you cut it down. But look where I underlined in the Rabbeinu Yoina. He says, Devadai. Im hadin likoitz, if the din would be to cut it, ein b'davar chait. Yeah, he's saying that's what he's going on. He's saying, what do you mean you cut it? Why is he telling him to cut it? Sakta ben Yoina must be because he wasn't convinced that it was really true, the whole story. But of course, if the halacha is to cut it, of course he would cut it. So that's the Rabbeinu Yoina. It's interesting. He takes a different shot in the Gemara than the Yavetz. Okay. Now let's just see some halacha lemaisa. 2 minutes. Let's wrap up a little bit halacha lemaisa here. So you see where this sugya is going. Okay. The sugya is going that strictly speaking, halacha, Gemara, Rosh, Rambam, Taz, everything's mutter. Yavetz brings in Yabrak of Emden that there's a sakana issue here, and that gets everyone nervous. That's where the sugya is set up. The Aruch HaShulchan springs down. The Aruch HaShulchan is, right there. Yeah, where it says Reish Mem Tes on the top. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan says where it's squared off in the bottom there. Lokutz Ilan Michael Osir Min HaTorah V'Chazal Omer Sheyesh Gam B'Sakana B'Zeh. So it's Osir and there's a Sakana. V'Lachain, that's why Yesh Mishamachmer Af B'Tzarach L'Mukhem. There are those that are Machmer even when you need the spot because of the Sakana issue. Omnam, however, midina from the halacha im tzarach l'makayma mutter, you could rely on the tzarach l'makayma. V'chini mafel achalani, if it makes your window dark, you want to. But kolshken chain kpei the b'kitzitzas hanafim for sure. In pruning and all that is mutter. So you see, the Aruch HaShulchan is like kind of bringing both. It's like there are those that want to take the sakana seriously, but midina it's mutter. Okay.
But now, it doesn't take away the sakana.
You're allowed to take it away.
You have shade, but you might die.
No pressure.
Who's going to be the one?
Okay. Now, there's a couple other sources on this. There's a tzava. There's a famous tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid has all sorts of things in his tzava. His tzava is his will, is what he's teaching. And there's a whole machloikas. What does it mean? What's he writing there? It's he writing to his kids? He's writing to his grandkids? He's writing to all of his lineage forever? He's writing to all of Klal Yisrael? Is he saying you have to do these things? Is he saying it's good advice? There's svarim and svarim written on this tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Okay? But there's
how
one.
How long ago was he?
Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is from the Rishayim. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid writes here in Simon Memhei. Okay?
Got it.
Everyone quotes.
Elon Isa Paris.
Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says, very simple. Elon Ha'isa Paris, ain't Lakutz Isa. Now, what's he saying? He doesn't say, don't eat chazer. You're not allowed to. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Why is he writing this? So the Mefarshim say, must be.
After everything.
It must be. He's saying, no matter what, after all that terim,
be careful.
Everything, don't touch the tree. And therefore, the people that are machmer and Yehuda HaChassid, that's what he means. He means, under any circumstances, don't do it.
Would that include pruning?
No. Anything which is, that's what the Shailas Yavitz was saying. Something that in Hilchos Shemitah you're allowed to do. In other words, it's beneficial for the tree. So then it's beneficial for the tree. That's different. Someone which is beneficial for the tree is okay. Now, look at, the next thing is the tshuva of the Divrei Yoel. Divrei Yoel is a Satmarav. Satmarav, and the Chassidim are always machmer, very much on Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So, Umasha Shoel Oy, Bilane HaMelon. I don't know what he means, a melon tree. I'm not sure. There's melon trees? I thought melons grow from the ground. Oh, whatever. It must be some sort of tree. I don't know what he means. Shaolu Melein, Umazik Lilana Sacherim. And here he's talking about Mamash Gemara's case. It damages other trees. Are you allowed to uproot it? So he says, look what he says. La'halacha bevadei sheish oifin latirin. La'halacha tzmutar. Ayin ba'avnei tzedek. Chilk yoredez simen mehe. Shabir kol afanei ha'etar bazeh. V'ki beitz das ha'poiskim bazeh la'halacha im bir rachav. So look at the poiskim, they talk about it. Well, the soif siyim kozel la'alach. However, the swarm right, that's la'alach. Avala ma'isa, practically, ila didit zayis, if you listen to me, toiv mizeh umizeh, the best thing is, she'ena noidid kol ikar ilan klal, don't touch it. Lo'y minei, v'lo miktsasei, don't touch it at all, v'shem enafshe yirchak mizeh. V'chin kabalti me'abba mori, agoyin ha'kodosh, and the Samarov says, that's what my father did, she'bchol oifin v'oifin. Af m'mokam shu heter gomer, even where it was completely mutter, mitzad adin, Adain yesh makom lachash sakana. There may be still sakana. Ayn babakama u'tzavas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. V'le rotzam ba'oilom lahiris b'davar. My father, even though he's a big rav, when it came to these shaylos, never pasked. Because I can't tell someone it's aser, because it's really mutter. But I can't tell him it's mutter because it's sakana. So I don't want to talk about this shaylos.
Don't ask.
I told you. Can't touch it.
That's the Satmar Rav, okay? Now, the Shevet HaLevi, let's just finish with this for now. The Shevet HaLevi, on the other hand, the Shevet HaLevi is also usually goes with these type of things. But here, the Shevet HaLevi is much more practical. The Shevet HaLevi, let's go to the second page of the Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi is Rav Vosner, who's just Nifter. So the Shevet HaLevi says, the Shevet HaLevi says like this, Ube'emes in Ois Beis, okay? Ube'emes, let's just read this and then we'll wrap it up. Ube'emes pashtos hashas eino mukhroch kabal shel sayamis. The simple reading of the Gemara is not like Rav Yaakov Emden. The Sidur Loshen Hashem, the order of the Gemara, B'Bavakama, Dikla Ton Kaba, V'chulu, Amar Rav Chizda L'shachin Shichvas B'ri, El Dekotz Te'ina B'loi Zimna. Right, then it brings a story about that he died. Veshuv, and after that, Ka'amar Ravina, Shemayim Ulu B'damim Mutar. Mashma, seems from the Gemara, Tehecha Dem Ulu B'damim, where it's more valuable to cut a Gam Sakana, like it's not even a Sakana issue, because that's the order of the Gemara. Deim Laikain, Laia Ravina Oimelad Yamutar. Ravina wouldn't say Mutar on something you're not allowed to do. Uvem is Zeudas Ataz, and that's Pshat in the Taz. Shulufanenu, Shakasa, Mishum Sakanta. The Taz himself said there's a Sakana. Vava Pikain, but the Taz himself said, And yet the Taz passed in like the Rosh that it's mutter to do it. Letzarich makoymoy. The cause of b'tshuvas chavas yoyer. So letzarich makom k'shakasav arshayin shrotz alivnei sham. And the tzarich makoymoy of the Rosh means I want to build my house there. Or the sakin makoymoy. Davar nitzachlor. I want to do something that I need there. Mashenkin laharchiv loy makoymoy v'chatzel letzarich tiul. Just to do it to make myself more comfortable. So I don't know where a swimming pool. I'm not sure where a swimming pool fits in. Mashakasav de la teisevis or lo. Says I don't know what you mean. Why are you adding light is not a value? The Tesefis or Va'avir, having extra space in your house today, that's considered a necessity today. People want sunlight in their house. People pay more in Eretz Yisrael. The south bar apartment, the north apartment, this stuff costs a lot of money. You want more sunlight, right? You want more sunlight, costs money. So, Mi'uloshin Sefer Chassidim B'tzava, the Rabbi Yudah Chassid in the Tzava, Shekhasav Lahazir, of Tzitzas Ilan, Mishum Sekona Mashma, that the art, it is Motor. Mi'u says that at the end of the day, the Shevet Alevi, Mi'u Sugya D'Alma, the Minig in the world, the Latzorach Makam Vadai, Oy Mu'ula B'damim Vadai, if I really need the space, or it's really adding value to my house, mutar gam l'maisa, you're allowed to do it. Ukadei lochash gam l'divrei tzavash, Rabbi Yudah Chassid, if you want to be concerned with the Rabbi Yudah Chassid, that it's, kadei limkol l'nachri, who you mean? Sell the property to the guy, and let the guy cut it down. So that's one of the eights that Rosh Hashanah Levi says, you could do that. And then there's a question about Amir La'akum. You know, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to just get a guy to do what you want for you, so I over here, you're allowed to tell a guy. Maybe it should be like Amir La'akum. You know, so whatever. That's maybe we'll talk next.
Rabbi, do you want to announce about your trip to Tuesday night?
Fine. So let's just wrap up. So basically, to wrap it up, I think you see the sugya for yourself. I mean, the sugya is basically the Gemara is clear, and until the later poskim, it seemed like everybody would the assumption according to the Taz was that it's mutter.
It's a Russian rabbinic edict. Don't say it's mutter. It's sakana.
Right. And
so what case does the Taz say that sakana is?
When it's usher.
So why
forget the sakana. What do we forget it? He's telling you it's extra chumrah.
Why would he come? Why bring it down?
But that's a shaila.
Move it
is not so simple. Is it guaranteed that when you move it, it's going to be bearing fruit when you replant it?
No guarantee.
Even for the right price?
Don't guarantee.
No guarantee.
It can go into stress and it can.
Sure, anything can happen to it.
In a day or in the year?
No, it takes a couple of weeks. Maybe a couple of months. Don't know.
But if you take it with the earth.
First of all, trees don't bear fruit the minute you do something with it. It's a season. You can wait 9 months to find that. You can wait another year to find that.
So
you can tell if the tree is alive by looking at the leaves.
Yeah, you can tell if it's alive.
Then that means it's flourishing.
So if it's alive, eventually it'll bear fruit again, no?
Not necessarily. Some trees go dormant.
And the mango tree went through two hurricanes.
They go dormant. They don't produce.
Rabbi, bless you.
Fine. So bottom line is that there's a machlokes in the poskim. Basically, if the Rabbi Yudah Chassid, the sakana issue, you know how to take that. Different rabbanim go differently on this.
The Shulchan Aruch. This is why there's no.
It's still not clear why it shouldn't be mentioned because there are cases that you don't even have a heter. You know, the whole sakana issue is in a case you have a heter. Is there a sakana on top of that?
It's a pretty important topic that the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't cover.
Exactly. It's not clear why it's not mentioned. That's one of the questions here. Okay, and next week I want to talk about pruning, and we're going to talk about selling to the guy, having a guy do it for you, and then also what type of trees. How much fruit does it have to give? How much fruit? Let's say it's dormant. Let's say all these type of things we have to talk about. A poison, let's say very up north, you have a lot of times, it gives crab apples or little berries and stuff. Is that considered?
If they're not edible, they're not fruit trees.
So it's not edible, you know, what's considered edible? You know, we were out here one time, right in the front, of the where I park my car sometimes over there, and there's little berries on those plants. That's so hard. They're very hard.
They're very,
okay, so the guy that built these, a Jamaican guy or an Asian guy, they're picking them off and eating them. Yeah, what's going on? Is in my country, there's a delicacy. These things are not trash.
It's not the poisonous one. Unless
you didn't finish. So I'm saying, I don't know what's considered a fruit. All right, sure.